Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26, King Puranjana goes to the forest to hunt, text number 6. Tirteshu, Pratidrishteshu, Raja, Medhya, Pashun, Vane, Yavar, Artham, Alam, Dugdho, Hanya, Niyamyate, Tirteshu Pratidrishteshu, Tirteshu Pratidrishteshu, Raja Medhyan Pashunvane, Raja Medhyan Pashunvane, Yavadattam alam lubdho, Yavadattam alam lubdho, Hanyat iti niyamyate, Hanyat iti niyamyate, Tirtesho pratidrishtesho, Raja medhyam pashunvane, Yavadattam alam lubdho, Hanyat iti niyamyate, Tirteshu pratidrishteshu, Raja medhyam pashunvane, Yavadattam alam lubdho, Hanyat iti niyamyate, Tirtesho, in holy places, Pratidrishtesho, according to the direction of the Vedas, Raja, a king, Medhyam, fit for sacrifice, Pashun, animals, Vane, in the forest, Yavat, so much as, Artham, required, Alam, not more than that, Lubdha, being greedy, Hanyat, one may kill, Iti, thus, Niyamhya, Niyamyate, it is regulated. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki, if a king is too attracted to eating flesh, he may, according to the direction of the revealed scriptures on sacrificial performances, go to the forest and kill some animals that are recommended for killing. One is not allowed to kill animals unnecessarily or without restrictions. The Vedas regulate animal killing to stop the extravagance of foolish man influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. Translation responsibly, please. If a king is too attracted to eating flesh, he may, according to the directions of the revealed scriptures, on sacrificial performances, go to the forest and kill some animals that are recommended for killing. One is not allowed to kill animals unnecessarily or without restriction. The Vedas regulate animal killing to stop the extravagance of foolish men influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The question may be raised, why a living being should be restricted in sense gratification? It's a million-dollar question, actually. It's a million-dollar question, because any time you go and talk to anyone, you ask them, why should we, the senses are there, why should we be restricted? It is a Prabhupada answers that, why a living being should be restricted? It's a very burning question. If a king, to learn how to kill, may go to forest and kill animals, why should a living entity who has been given senses not be allowed unrestricted sense gratification? At the present moment, this argument is put forward even by so-called swamis and yogis, who publicly say that because we have senses, we must satisfy them by sense gratification. These foolish swamis and yogis, however, do not know the injunction of the sastras. Indeed, sometimes these rascals come out to defy the sastras. They even publicly announce that there should be no more sastra, no more books. Just come to me, they say, and I shall touch you and you will become immediately spiritually advanced. Because demoniac people want to be cheated, so many cheaters are present to cheat them. At the present moment, in this age of Kali Yuga, the entire human society has become an assembly of cheaters and cheated. For this reason, the Vedic scriptures are given as the proper direction for sense gratification. Everyone is inclined in this age to eat meat and fish, drink liquor and indulge in sex life. But according to the Vedic injunction, sex is allowed only in marriage. Meat eating is allowed only when the animal is killed and offered before the goddess Kali. And intoxication is allowed only in a restricted way. In this verse, the word niyamyate indicates that all these things, namely animal killing, intoxication and sex, should be regulated. Regulations are meant for human beings, not for animals. The traffic regulations on the street telling people to keep to the right or the left are meant for human beings, not for animals. If an animal violates such a law, he is never punished, but a human being is punished. The Vedas are not meant for animals, but for the understanding of the human society. A person who indiscriminately violates the rules and regulations given by the Vedas is liable to be punished. One should therefore not enjoy his senses according to his lusty desires, but should restrict himself according to the regulative principles given in the Vedas. If a king is allowed to hunt in a forest, he is not for his sense gratification. We cannot simply experiment in the art of killing. If a king being afraid to meet rogues and thieves, kills poor animals and eats their flesh comfortably at home, he must lose his position. Because in this age, kings have such demoniac propensities, monarchy is abolished by the laws of nature in every country. People have become so degraded in this age that on one hand, they restrict polygamy. On the other hand, they hunt for women in so many ways. Many business concerns publicly advertise that topless girls are available in this club or in that shop. Thus, women have become instruments of sense enjoyment in modern society. The Vedas enjoin, however, that if a man has the propensity to enjoy more than one wife, as is sometimes the propensity for men in the higher social order, such as the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and even sometimes the Sudras, he is allowed to marry more than one wife. Marriage means taking complete charge of a woman and living peacefully without debauchery. At the present moment, however, debauchery is unrestricted. Nonetheless, society makes a law that one should not marry more than one wife. This is a typical of demoniac society. Srila Prabhupada is very heavy on this subject matter. He has to be heavy because the hypocrisy, one time they are opening the casino, the other side is the helpline for the casino, people who suffer. This is like a kind of one time you are opening that cigarette factory and the other side your cigarette smoking is injurious to health. One side you are opening slaughterhouse and the other side is red meat is dangerous. If you know that it is dangerous to health, why not stop in the first place? Because now they spend so much money, so much of this thing for mental disorder, this, that, and so many problems. And the other side, there is one 800 number will be there. You call this number, quit line. Stop the first beginning only you stop. They don't want to stop. Casino you can stop. But they don't want to stop. But those people who have suffered from the casino or gambling, then this is a line for. So like this is a hypocrisy. So this hypocrisy is very, very dangerous. And Srila Prabhupada, from the beginning of this purport, he is saying, one living entity should be restricted in sense gratification. Why? Why should the living entity should be restricted? Animals are not restricted. Animals, they don't have any rules, regulations. Like Srila Prabhupada says, left, right, stop in the red light and go in the green light. That is not for animals. That is only for the human beings. If the animals, they don't follow the rules, then nobody is going to, they don't follow the rules, then nobody is going to punish. Oh, now cat, he has just jumped like that, now we are going to punish him. No, it's not going to happen. But why the human beings are punished? Because the human being has a higher responsibility. Higher responsibility is there. This is ahara nidra bhaya maitunamscha samanya metat pashubhirnaranam dharmohi desham adhiko visesha dharmena hinaha pashubhihi samana. Because dharma hina, become a pashubhi samana. When there is a, when the person becomes dharma hina, that means he does not follow any rules, any regulations, then that means he becomes a pashubhihi samana. He is a dvipada pashu. He is a two-legged animal. Even though animals have four legs, but he, this person is a dvipada pashu. Because the human being, the human life itself is very rare, durlabha manusha janma. This manusha janma is given for a higher purpose, not just for simply eating, drinking, and then defending, and then sense gratification. No, that human life was not given for that action. Yes, that is also needed. Sense gratification is also needed. But there is a higher purpose of finding out what is the purpose in life. Atato brahma jignyasa, jivasya tattva jignyasa. We have to inquire about this thing. Yes, what is the purpose in life? Why did I take birth in this material world? What is the purpose? And how do I achieve this purpose? So that is the purpose. So for that purpose, the human being also engages in unrestricted sense gratification is almost. Then he forgets his real aim. Natevitu swartha gadim hi Vishnu. Swartha gadi is Vishnu, and forgetting the swartha gadi, he just roam around, janma after janma, birth after birth, birth after birth. We take birth, and then we don't go back home, back to Godhead. So for that purpose only, these restrictions are given. For our benefit, actually. It's not like for Krishna's benefit or the Vedas' benefit. They don't benefit anything else. Because for our benefit, because we have taken form of a human being, there has to be some restrictions are there, so that it is regulated. It is regulated. So that Srila Prabhupada explains here, if a king to learn how to kill may go to the forest and kill animals, why should a living entity who has been given senses not allow unrestricted sense gratification? So the unrestricted sense gratification is a very, very modern this thing. And Srila Prabhupada says some yogis and swamis, they also advocate, oh, senses are there, enjoy the senses up to the brim. But they don't understand. Because yoga means yoga indriya samyam. Yoga means the purpose of yoga is indriya samyam. Indriyas are there, the senses are there, sense objects are there, the senses have to be controlled. If the senses are not controlled, if you don't control them automatically, then you are going to really fight that. Actually, if somebody is like always engaged in sense gratification, like either eating or sex life or this or that, whatever it may be, the nature will stop you. If you don't stop, the nature will stop. Because this is the way things are arranged. If I am unrestricted sense gratification, I don't care whoever I go, whoever I do, whatever I do, then you get in some kind of diseases, AIDS or this or that, unmentionable things are coming. Because you may think, now I am free will, I have a freedom, I can do anything and everything, nobody can stop me. Yeah, nobody can stop you, but the nature will stop. Krishna's nature is very, very stringent. Omamaya Durateya. That will stop you. You can't say, like, I want to eat, keep on eating meat. Yeah, keep on eating. For some time you will eat, 2 years, 3 years, then after that your doctor will say, my dear, after this you take stretcher into meat, then you are going to drink meat. Then the doctor said. But Shastra said before that only. The doctor said that you are listening very systematically. Oh no, no more listening. But the same thing Shastra said, you don't want to listen. The same thing is cigarette, anything, doesn't matter. Because this is what all the rules and regulations are given. Not that don't think that we can do anything and everything. We have a very limited jurisdiction only. We can't do anything and everything. But even if you think that you can do, the nature will come and check your progress or check your thing. Not that you keep on drinking, yeah, you may drink. But the thing is, after that you have some liver problem, that problem. So the finish. You are also not independent. So, better intelligent person follows like for others' mistakes. There are three kinds of intelligence. One kind of intelligence is, okay, now I'll learn from others' mistake. And the others have made mistake, so now if I do that, I'll get this, fire is going to burn, so then I will not touch. That is one kind of intelligence. That's the best intelligence. The other kind of, second type of intelligence is like, it is there, but I will do it. So that means you go and burn the hand and then it is burning. Now I will learn the lesson. But third time, that is also good actually. So third kind of intelligence is, yes, fire is there, it is written that it will burn, and it has burnt the people, and it has burnt me also, and I will go and touch again. So this is our problem, third kind of intelligence. Because that is a useless intelligence. Because we don't learn anything. We know it is like it is going to burn you, and it is going to hurt you, and you have already experienced, but still you continue. So that should be avoided. So Srila Prabhupada says here, at present moment, this argument is put forward even by the so-called swamis and yogis who publicly say that because we have senses, we must satisfy them by sense gratification. Senses are there. So this is like a very, this argument, from a logical point of view, if you think, it is very valid. And so most of the people think, senses are there for sense gratification. Then gratify the senses. But it's not like an undue sense gratification. This is like a sense enjoyment is there, but this undue sense enjoyment, that is dangerous. That is what it is pointed out here. The foolish swamis and yogis, however, do not know the injunctions of the sastras. Indeed, sometimes they come out to defy the sastra. So this is another foolishness. Because sastras are mentioned as it is for a human being, a gradual development. That is why there is ashramas are there, the varnas are there, so that he can gradually make advancement. Sastra is not very rigid actually. Sastra has given, you have a propensity, so that propensity, how it can be fulfilled in a legitimate way. Krishna gives that. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu tamasmi bharadarshava. So it is not like a sastra is completely unaware of all the propensity. Sastra knows actually this is people's propensity. Not everybody, where is the mala, where is this, where is good devotional service. Not everybody is jumping up and down. No, sastra knows that we have limitation, we have problems, we have restrictions. Not everybody is anyabhilashita sunya. So what sastra is saying, you want to do that? Do this. Little bit of karma kanda, you go to the heavenly planets and you enjoy it. So that will be a motivation for the people. I'll go to the heavenly planets, I will enjoy life. At least he will come to the place and I will start doing. And then while doing that, why should I go to the heavenly planet? After the heavenly planet I have to come again. Why should I? Then that should be something else. So then he starts inquiring. Then starts inquiring more and more, more and more. Then I should perform something which I don't want to come back here. So this is the whole idea. The whole idea is if you just say that you can't do anything, that Guru will not even come in actually. Srila Prabhupada was a great expert. When the devotees initially came, he never said the rules and regulations. Rules and regulations will come later. First you have to create a little bit of awareness, a little bit of desire, little bit of attraction. We have to have. Then only they will have. Because otherwise the prasadam has to go inside and do the work. Then only the other philosophy is very difficult actually. Especially few people, no background, nothing. They just come and tell the philosophy, they will just reject it. No, but no philosophy, just have prasadam, take some halwa, take some gulab jamun, this and that. Then they start taking and then they develop a little bit of sukriti. Sukruti is there, they will come here, your people are doing wonderful. That's it, your Sukruti is already started. Your Sukruti is started. Because that is what our, as a devotees of the Lord, our duty is to how to build the Sukruti for ourselves first, and also build the Sukruti for ourselves. Because we don't want to be in a situation where people unnecessarily, that is why we don't want to agitate the people. We don't want to agitate the people unnecessarily. We have to tell them that Hare Krishna. It is not called agitation. But we don't want to unnecessarily agitate them. Because they will have a very unfavorable attitude towards the Lord, unfavorable attitude towards the devotee. That we want to avoid. We don't want to do. We want to create a favorable situation so that the devotee, he can take up Krishna consciousness later also. It's not that, now I am saying that why this person is, sometimes we also get into a mental state, I have been preaching to this person, Prabhu, but he is not taking it. But it's not, that means that you are not understood the philosophy. Because you are preaching to the person, he is not taking it. There is an equation between that person and the Lord. When the person is ready, at that time Lord will give the mercy. So it's not like sometimes we are also result oriented. We just say, I've been talking to this person for many weeks, Prabhu, but how long it took for you to take the Krishna consciousness? Many years. So that means you have to wait. You have to wait for that person, give prasadam, give this association. Then so many things will happen. That's what Srila Prabhupada, he was a great acharya. So you have all this reading in the memories, Srila Prabhupada memories, why Srila Prabhupada every day was doing, washing the pots, cooking and everything. And one day Prabhupada was alone and there was only one more person was there.
He was thinking, this old man, how he is doing everything. And like that Prabhupada said, I was praying to the Lord, at least somebody can come and help. So that Krishna sends the help actually. So this is the way the whole society is built in that mood. So if you look at Srila Prabhupada's movement, what did he have? He had a one trunk full of Srimad Bhagavatam and Karatal and the 40 rupees in hand. And Srila Prabhupada created such a wonderful movement. Why? Because of the love and affection. He had so much conviction in the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the instructions of his Guru. So, we may not be able to do wonders like Srila Prabhupada. At least we can attempt a little bit. We can, at least he has given this. So, we will also let us try to touch the heart of the person. Like, give something. So, that way, you know, it's not necessary the person may take to Krishna consciousness in our own, in front of our own eyes. It doesn't matter. At least we give the best thing and then let Krishna do this wonder. So that's the mood we can have. And here Srila Prabhupada says here, the Swamis they just publicly denounce, okay, forget about it. Actually, one says Buddha also did that. Buddha did that, but that is a different. Buddha was not ordinary Swami. He is the Supreme Lord. He can do that because he was so much compassionate towards the animals which are being sacrificed unnecessarily. So he said, why are you killing animals? Don't kill animals. All the Karmakandiya people, they say, oh, it is mentioned in the Vedas. That is why we are doing it. Forget about the Vedas. Don't bother about the Vedas. The Ahimsa is paro dharma. Don't bother about the Vedas. Because Buddha, being an incarnation of the Lord, he can do it. Nobody can stop him. Because he can. It is like a stopgap arrangement. Buddha gave a stopgap arrangement. It's like sometimes you have a war. The war, you, even though the soldiers sometimes may not be fully trained, but still you have to go to the war. It's like a very emergency situation. So Buddha said, forget about the Vedas. You don't care about Vedas. You just follow Ahimsa is a paro dharma. So then people followed him because he was a Supreme Lord and he is a charismatic person. So everybody followed and then at least he brought them to the next level. At least they stopped with Ahimsa. They stopped the Himsa and then they followed Buddha. So then after that we know Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, they came re-established. So the point here is, demoniac people, who want to be cheated, so many cheaters are present to cheat them. So this is like people want something very simple. Like they want to get something in a quick bucks. Like they say quick bucks. Everything they want to have quick bucks. They don't want to go through the struggle. They want to go through the whole thing and achieve that. And if then naturally there will be somebody who will be there. They will be looking at you. Send some money here and then you send. And then previously I remember they used to send. Like you send this and there will be some radio or something. And a thing will come. You send money order and then some small rock will come. I see that people know, like they think that something is going to come, but nothing will happen. Now we also find it, so many things that people call, now, like you owe some money, you send this thing. So much cheating, and then we don't even know. Like some people think that is real, and then pay money also. I have seen that because there is so much devotees, and they say, like, they call in the middle of this thing, and like now we are calling from the tax or ATO, and then you owe some money. That is not the way they should know that. That is not the way they collect money, but still they pay money and they send the money and they lose money. So, as long as the cheaters are there, cheating, people want to be cheated, that is the cheaters are also there. So, we have to be very clear. That's why Shastra gives very clear instruction. And this is like in this context, Narada Muni's business here. Narada Muni wanted to impress upon King Prachini Barhisha that you are killing animals indiscriminately. One animal is killed here, one animal is killed there for sacrifice. But even that sacrifice is also, Bhagavad Gita says, that sacrifice is in the mode of ignorance. Animal sacrifice is never a part of proper people in the mode of goodness. Because animal sacrifice is like also the animal sacrifice is done as a test the efficacy of the mantra. Because you have a mantra. Like nowadays they also write, you know, like they do some research. This medicine has been tested on the rats, on the cats or something. They test the efficacy of the medicine. Whether the medicine is working according to the... Like, they can't directly test on the human beings. Because human being is considered very special. But rat is not that special. They think like that. But they can test this on animals. So the same way, the Vedas enjoin performing these sacrifices just as a test the efficacy of the mantra. because the mantra, because of the chanting of the mantra in a proper way, then you can rejuvenate the body, and when the animal is sacrificed, the animal will get a higher birth, or in a kind of, it takes birth in a, the, because this is a normal evolution, it will go through so many things and it will directly get a human form of life. That is also possible. So that is for that purpose animal killing. Even assuming, okay, Vedas have some concession for animal sacrifice is given because people are hell bent upon eating flesh. Because if they just eat flesh without any religion or anything, they will incur more sin. So instead, they give some kind of prescription, oh, Amavasya day, midnight, all these rules and regulations, you have to go to the secluded place, and you have to kill yourself, not just like go to the this thing and get the flesh and meat also. So that all the restrictions are there. It is not that sometimes the people read out of context. No? Sometimes they read one sloka and this thing, yes, then oh. But you have to read the full thing. Sometimes when people give one, this is like a one place, no? Like a, you should not enter the mosque. It's mentioned actually. You should not enter the mosque. So that person read, oh, see, it's written, you should not enter the mosque. And you read next, you should not enter the mosque without washing your legs. So if you are the next page actually, you just read only the first few lines only you read, and you don't read the other line. Same way, sometimes the Vedic restrictions are there. Mamsa. You read fully. Mamsa means saha. Because that means now I am killing you, because I have unrestricted senses, unlimited sense gratification, my unlimited desires are there. I am killing you. So the next life you come and you kill me. Anybody hears this mantra or this prayer, what is this nonsense? Like, this time I am going to kill you and then you are going to come back and nobody will accept this deal. But people are believed to think, you know, like it's all like a potato there, a flat there, the other meat is also. So they think, you know, like they are kind of insensitized in a way. This is also another thing, another item which is there in the supermarket. That's what people are made to think like. Made to think. But you may think anything. You may think anything, but the law does not change. Because if people engage in unrestricted sense gratification, you punish. Whether you want it or don't want it, that is a problem. Because this is like a Shastra says, there are six parties, they are party to this sin. The person who kills, the person who gave the land, the person who is ordering, and the person who is transporting, everybody is implicated. So that is why the extreme care has to be taken. Srila Prabhupada says here, everyone in this age is inclined to eat meat and fish, drink liquor and indulge in sex life. But according to the Vedic injunctions, the Vedas, that is why they restrict. That's why the restrict business, why it is coming? Because unlimited sense gratification is dangerous. Dangerous for the Atma, dangerous for the body, and dangerous for the whole living entity. Not only we are not only concerned about the body. Body is okay. Body will be anyway, one day it will perish. But it is for the Atma. Atma also. It will keep on increasing your duration of life in this material world. Keep on taking Janma again and again. Because sinful activities means we have to come again and again. Unless otherwise we come in contact with devotees. This is like then only the devotional line starts actually. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, regulations are meant for human beings, not for animals. As we discussed, the human beings only have restrictions. Animals, they can do anything, and they don't have sin also. If a tiger is eating a goat, the tiger is not going to get any karma for that, because it's a jivo, jivasya, jivanam. That is a food for that living entity, so the tiger is eating. Tiger is not eating our khichdi or halwa or something, tiger is not eating any of that. So tiger is its own ahara. Same way human beings also has their own ahara. But instead of eating that ahara, human beings indulge in this, then they have to get a reaction. It's a heavy reaction. That is why sometimes people wonder, why there is so much war, so pestilence, so much famine there, so many diseases are coming. This is not like a, but where the karma will go? Unrestricted killing, unrestricted slaughtering of animals, where the karma will go? Karma has to come. It has to, it's not like a, it's a boomerang, like a boomerang effect. You just throw something and it has to come back to you. Because it's not, don't think that I will keep on doing something and then some XYZ will keep on getting the karma. No, it's not going to be. We are going to get the karma. So better for us and also for our fellow beings, we have to make this thing. That is why slowly they are realizing. Slowly, now it's very, very. But the problem is, there is so much lobbying going on, so much business is there, so much of millions of dollars are put into the business. Nobody wants to stop it. That is the problem. Because even though there anybody, any doctor or any medical man who has a brain substance, he knows this is not good. He knows that, but he can't. Why? Because hands are tied. Because that means if he makes some statement, the grant will be stopped. Some money, you will not get the money. All the research what you are doing, you won't get money for that research. The hands are tied actually. That means you have to still continue. So that means it is a very dangerous situation. Very, very dangerous. Because even though you know this is a Vesha, this is poison, but still you can't say that. This is our unfortunate position. But Shastra doesn't, they say that. Shastra is very, very clear. Shastra will say, yes, if you, this, you do that, you will go to hell. Still very clearly. Because that is the beauty. Beauty of the Shastra is like a Shastra is very, very clear. And then it will not have any prejudice. You have no prejudice. Oh yeah, this is what I have. This is doing so. Just no problem. Nothing. No, not like that. If you do that, then you have to bite the bullet. The same thing will happen. So Srila Prabhupada says here in this, the Vedas are Vedas are not meant for animals, but for the understanding of human society. A person who indiscriminately violates the rules and regulations given by the Vedas is liable to be punished. One should not therefore not enjoy his senses according to his lusty desires, but should restrict himself according to the regulatory principles given in the Vedas. And so we cannot simply experiment in the, so in the art of killing, if a king being afraid to meet rogues and thieves kills four animals and eats their flesh comfortably at home, he must lose his position. So this is like originally the idea is given because the Kshatriyas have to practice, because they have to do that. Because they have to deal with the rogues and thieves, you have to go to the forest, and naturally the animals will be there, so some wild animals, you are allowed to kill, because not for eating meat or not for doing this, but sometimes you have to exercise the Kshatriya quality, because you have to give protection. Kshatriya is like you have to give protection to the living entities, so that way the animals are allowed, you can allow to kill animals, but not for eating purposes. But in that day, but now the problem is, that whole aspect is gone. It's not for any sacrifice or even for animals are killed for a particular reason. Not like that. It's indiscriminate. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says, if you do that, it says here, because of the kings have such demoniac propensity, monarchy is abolished by the laws of nature in every country. So this is a very profound statement. If you look at that, where is monarchy now? There is no monarchy. There is no monarchy. There are one or two kings are there, but they are also rubber stamp only. Because they don't have any big powers or anything. Just naam ke vaste, like they just have, they are kings. But why? Because the kings, they misuse the power. Whatever the power they had, and they originally, like Yudhishthira Maharaj also was a king, Parikshit Maharaj was a king, Ambarish Maharaj was a king. They were also kings, no doubt about that. And they were also monarchs. They were monarchs, but these monarchs were such a great Raja Rishis, great Rishis, great kings. So they were completely following all the rules and regulations, and they were completely responsible for the living entities, citizens, so much. That is why the monarchy is better, one sense that this is like this type of monarchy, where the monarch is very God conscious, then that monarchy is considered very good. But now, that is why, and nature is automatically taking you out actually. Because you are king and you are under unlimited self gratification, and automatically your monarchy is removed. The kings are also removed. India itself, so many kings were there. Now everything is now states and everything. That's the kings know that. Kings are not there in the picture at all. So, if you given a facility, if you misuse the facility, that facility will be taken away from us. This is a simple law. For example, your hands are given, eyes are given, your legs are given for a particular purpose so that you can engage in the devotional service, engage in the service of the Lord. If I misuse it, then next time Krishna may say, I gave you senses, everything was working properly for you, but you never engaged in devotional service. So what is the use of the senses? Next time you may not have the legs, you may not have the hands, you may not have the eyes also. Who knows? It is possible. Because Krishna fulfills the desire. Because I gave you this for a purpose and then you completely ignored that, then what is the need for you again in this next life? You may not get it. So it is not very cruel or anything, because the way you reciprocate, you are, the government is giving all the facilities for you so that you can do government service. So if you use all these things, whatever given by the government in your own personal service, government may take away those things. So if normal government can do, how great the Lord Krishna's government will be. Krishna sees that, okay, I gave the facility, but you misused it. So then next time you may not have the facility. That is why we have to be very careful. What, even though what facility we are given, that is Krishna's mercy, and that facility has to be utilized properly in the service of the Lord, then that becomes sacrifice. Then there is no radical problem. Like God Brahma, when he created the whole thing, he created all that, he created the sacrifices. Then he said, now by doing the sacrifices, you please the devatas. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava. So by doing all these things, you become happy and then you enjoy life also. And finally, you can go back to God. But this is the ultimate purpose. So that is why intelligent person, so Narada Muni wants to impress upon Prachini Barkishad that this, please stop this kind of indiscriminate killing, it's not going to get you anywhere. So instead, engage in sacrifices, simple sacrifices. Our sacrifice is Sankirtan in India. There is no animal involved, there is no sacrificing in a this way, nothing is involved. So it's a simple sacrifice. But that is more powerful sacrifice. Even though it is simple sacrifice, and it is very sublime. So that is why somehow or other, like there is a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and John Passy, they have discussion. It's not like a devotees can talk, and he defeated the whole philosophy of John Passy. He said, no, like now we have our things are saying to kill, like, no, it is not, you can't do this. So and Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka also, like in the Kali Yuga, certain things are prohibited. Like Aswamedam, Gavalambyam, Sanyasam, Palapaitrikam, Devarena, Sudha Utpatim, Kalo, Panja, Vivarti. These five things are prohibited. This is like Aswamedam. This is performing Aswamedam Yajna. It's not that anybody is interested in 15 minutes Kirtan only, they are not ready to come. Aswamedam Yajna, where will you come? It's not possible. Just 15 minutes, 10 minutes if you chant one mantra, one mala, you people are not interested. Aswamedam, it will go for months actually. People will not even come at it. Aswamedam Gavalambyam, that is not possible. And in sannyasam also, sannyasam in the sense like not like a Vaishnava sannyasam, sannyasam just like for ekadandi sannyasam. And palapaitrikam, offering of the flesh to forefathers. Previously they used to do that. In the previous yuga, devare suta utpatti, like begetting a child from a husband's brother. So that is so those things are not possible. Kali Yuga, already there is so much chaos there, so much problems are there. If you introduce these things also, more and more problems will start. That is why Shastra already put Varjit. You can't do all this. There is all Varjita. So this way, we are very, very clear. This animal food is not for human consumption. That is only for animals can consume. Okay. And also, if your life is in danger, it is also interesting. If you are, there are Shastra, there are some places, some instances where the great rishis also they had a meat. Like some very, very, very rare circumstance. But that is for a higher purpose. Because that means, next moment you are going to die. Your life has to be protected. Not just your life will be protected so you can go and have a smoke or something. Not for that. Because there is a different purpose. So that, then it is allowed. But not for a general purpose. Go to the supermarket and get this and start eating something like that. That is not recommended. So that way, it is like we are creating our own misfortune. This is what our misfortune is like. You don't have to wait for it. Because of our irregular habits and unlimited sense gratification, all these things are coming. So Narada Muni is impressing upon Prachini Barkishad that somehow we want to save him. Because Narada Muni is a preacher. He has been preaching to so many people from various walks of life. Das Ratnakar and Valmiki and Dromara, Kalat Maharaj, and also very, very many people. Mrigani the hunter. You see, so many people, not like always he is dealing with people who are already, you know, mature, immature, everybody is dealing. So really he has a responsibility to give this knowledge to Krishna Parikshit. That is why he is giving all this allegorical story so that he can come to sense. So thank you very much. If there is any questions, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
We talk about killing animals.
Yes.
Like the six kinds of people who get
implicated.
Implicated in it.
Yes.
So the question is, when we are using paper plates, are we killing trees and are we killing implicated?
Yeah, it's a very. Because we are also actually, the fact that we are living in the world, we are implicated actually. We are implicated in many ways. Because we are also party to certain things. We also pay tax and we also do this, we also do that. We are implicated. We are implicated also. No, I'm not saying that we can't wash away like a, yes, we are implicated. But the thing is, like we have to, paper plates are there. But what to do? Because we have to, there is a higher purpose also. Like we have paper plate, but we are giving prasad. Yeah. Because this is like you have to weigh on the benefit. Not like a, yes, but unless otherwise we have everybody can provide a stainless steel plate or something. Anyway, the plants are there. But the thing is, until that time, we have to do something. Because the more purpose is, like the higher purpose is like a, now we have the prasadam, people are getting the prasadam. So, like once when Srila Prabhupada, you know, like was in the America somewhere, they converted a temple to one kind of church or something to temple. So the devotees were asking everybody should remove the shoes outside only. People were not coming. So then Prabhupada said, removing the shoes is not a major regulative principle. Having darshan of the Lord and coming there and seeing the Lord, that is much more important. So, this major regulative principle is like get the mercy of the Lord. That is a major regulative. The shoe, not shoe, that is a minor regulative principle. That is, Acharya can do that. So, Prabhupada said, until that, like for example, everybody said, bank street only, you have to remove the shoes, mean most of the people will not come to the temple only. But you have made it clear, like only when you enter this temple room, until so then people are coming. Same way, so in our this thing also, the major regulative principle, what is the major regulative principle is, you have to get Krishna Prasadam, you have to get the association of the Lord, association of devotees. So that's here. But there is a minor violation there. Yes, I'm not saying that what we are doing is right or completely wrong. But the main principle is, yes, but the people, how much prasadam they are getting. Even though this is paper plate coming from so many trees are cut, so many that is done. But they are getting some prasadam. By getting the prasadam, they get so much of sukruti they are going to build. So that sukruti, if considering that, this the making one paper plate or this is not considered that crucial. But even eventually, we have to address that also. But it is not considered like a hati mata. It's not like a mad elephant offense or something. That's my understanding. That's what I heard also. Because we can't be fanatic and say, yeah, throw all this in and tomorrow people will eat in the explorer. How do they eat? They have to eat something. Unless you have to provide something, you cook Sunday feast. 600 people, now the paper plate is that. Okay, that is a good principle, but where do they eat then? You can't just put a banana leaf for everyone and make them eat or give them a plate also. People, actually all the restrictions are there. People go away with the plate also. We see so many. See, that's why we have to be a little bit, we have to consult the authorities, what is practical and how we can do. And then we can come to a conclusion. But until that time, we depend on Krishna. That is why the mantra says, aparadha sahasrani priyante harmishamvaya bhasoham mithimamma atva kshamaswa madhusudana vipreta Krishna. Krishna, in this service we are trying to do, there are so many aparadhas are there, so many offenses are there, so many problems are there. We know. Yeah. So that is why we have to ask for forgiveness. Yes, so, sorry, your authority to say.
In terms of using plates currently using, is yes, it's coming plant based.
Yes.
But it is from sugarcane, that's juice has been extracted, whatever is left over.
Yeah.
That powder, they put it make into
That's it. So this is a.
It's not really, I mean, yeah, killing as much, just for the purpose of that. Whatever is left over, that nature.
See, that makes it more authenticated. See, that is why we have to see it. See, Srila Prabhupada, for example, Jagannath Swami is going in the Ratakatma like that. So now, some people are wearing shoes and worshipping. That mean, doesn't mean that they don't get the mercy of the Lord. Because the problem is, you know, like that is the problem is not the shoe, the mentality. You know, like, see, I want to see the Lord. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having darshan, one lady came and then climbed on his back and to have darshan of the Lord. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I wish I had the same mood of eagerness. Same way, we also have to have that little bit of understanding. Thinking, what is the main purpose here? Main purpose, yes, Prabhu clarified that there is nothing, no animal, no nothing involved, sugar cane, powder, that's fine. But ideally, we have to go a little bit above and not just to stick to the rules and regulation and see what is the purpose behind that. And then we can give that. Yes, sorry. Yes.
If you're of the opinion that you can't eat off the plant because it's made from a tree, then also you shouldn't eat broccoli or spinach.
Yeah, that's we can sit here and keep on. Yeah, that is why we follow. Ekyasita sinasanto musyante sarvagilvishai bhujadete aham papa evachanti atma. We offer everything to Krishna. Krishna, it's up to you. Because Krishna will handle that. Because that is why Krishna says, you offer the food in sacrifice and then you don't get near. We take that as authority, a pramana. Krishna says that. You offer the food as a sacrifice and then we partake that food, we don't get any near. Why? Krishna says that. Krishna knows that. As a living entity, we have to eat something. It's not that we can't just live like that. So he gives the sanction. Yes, you eat this. And then, the fact is, if you go that way, then it's very difficult to exist also.
Very
close
as well.
Yeah, let us all close and then what will you do? So no preaching or anything. Yes, Mandir.
So I have a comment and a question.
Yes, Mandir.
I remember that this question that Prabhu asked was asked to Srila Prabhupada. Like some people came and they said, you know, they explained the whole thing about the environment.
Yeah.
Will they get karma for using the plates?
Mm.
And Prabhupada heard patiently and his response was, he said, that is why we chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So as you said so nicely, that's the main picture, you know, higher goal and what the main purpose is to chant Hare Krishna.
Correct. That will purify the... See, that is the whole thing. It says in the Shastra, when you chant Hare Krishna, then it completely purifies the atmosphere actually. See, now they are approaching from a material point of view, we are approaching from a spiritual point of view. When you chant Hare Krishna, when you have Krishna Kirtan, when you have prasadam distribution, then the whole atmosphere becomes sarchar, positive vibrations actually. So that will purify, but they don't have faith in that. That's a problem. We have seen in our own life and how it transforms our life actually. We have seen that. It's not, we don't need any special certifications or special stamping for that. We know. So it will work. Eventually it will work. It will take time, but it will work. Question?
Question is, we hear about when people eat animal meat, then so many bad reactions for that. You know, hellish planets,
yep.
And the descriptions of punishment for doing that. Sometimes devotees, they don't perfect their Krishna consciousness and so they, in the next life like that, so then they carry bad karma. So I'm wondering, will they suffer also punishment if they don't perfect their Krishna consciousness?
Yes, see that is... Sorry, last line was...
If the devotees don't perfect their Krishna consciousness, will they suffer bad karma for having eaten meat in the past?
See, the thing is, you know, like a, if... Somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, Krishna guarantees that if you surrender unto me, I completely wipe out all the karma. Okay, that's not an exaggeration. Yes, Krishna will do that. But there is a but there. Because again, if we go back again to this, my regular way of living, regular way of committing sin, then Krishna is also very clever. Then he can always, whatever he cleared, he can put back also. Because Krishna is sad, you can't cheat Krishna. Because you can cheat me, you can cheat him, everyone can be cheated. But Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is situated as a heart, as a Paramatma. He knows that. So if the living entity is sincerely making an attempt, and yes, I want to stop my sinful life, Krishna gives the assurance, and Krishna gives all the facilities for the person to do that also. But if there is again accidental, there is something accident happened, that is also Krishna is very merciful. But we don't want to keep on committing the same sinful activities which took the vows that I am not going to engage in. And then again Krishna will think, Krishna, Krishna, you have to protect me, keep on protecting. Krishna will try to protect, no problem. But we can't cheat Krishna. We have to have a sincere attempt from our side. We have to show our sincerity to Krishna, and then Krishna will be ready to take. So it is not like, yes, the reactions will be there, but the only thing is, if a surrender to Krishna, then there is no question of reactions only. But what will happen is, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashta Vijaya. If you are not able to completely follow everything, completely perfect your life in this lifetime, then you are given a suitable birth in the next life. From there you can continue. So it says continue. But the thing is, intelligent person, why you want to wait till the next birth actually? This birth only facility is given. This birth only, facility and the association, sangha, everything is there. See, this birth only we have to finish actually. Because we don't want to. Devotee doesn't think about what is going to happen next life. That means you are already, so you want to enjoy this thing, a little bit of left, I want to enjoy it. Instead, devotee uses this life. I want to go back this lifetime only. If we have that determination, at least maybe after 100 lives we will go back. If you think, like this is like an example, it's like if you are studying for, I will study for pass mark, then you will fail actually. If you study what I want to get 90, you will get 80. If you want to study for 30, you will get only 20 only. So at least from our point of view, we should aim that I want to go back this lifetime. At least have the determination. But then we may go back maybe after 15, 20, 100 lifetimes, we may go. But if you think, like this lifetime, Krishna has given some loopholes here and there, so I will use all of this little bit here, little bit there. That means like we are looking for the loopholes, not for pure devotion. So we have to look for, yes, let me try. And if there is an accidental fall down, Krishna is ready to forgive that. It's not like Krishna is like very, this thing says, yes, you did do that, that's your finish. Not like that. And we are not going to be eternally condemned also for that. So we will get a suitable birth again, and then our Krishna conscious remembrance will be, as you said, karma also, the remnants of karma will be there if we violate that rules after surrendering. So, but Krishna is very merciful because he will give us protection. Yes, Prabhu?
Just one comment.
Yes, Prabhu.
There is son born to a king.
Sorry?
A boy, 2-year-old boy,
yeah,
got a retinoblastoma, a tumor of the eye. He can't see. As you said, if you receive your senses, you get this.
Exactly.
So he got the retinoblastoma. Now he goes to the doctor. King's son. So he had done a lot of good pious activities in the past life. But because of certain things, he received the eye. So he retinoblastoma. So he now, I asked one of the very senior doctor, eye specialist, that what is the reason why he got retinoblastoma? He said, I don't believe in past life. He answered, I but why one particular child is getting such a particular disease, a cancer of the eye, and he is going to die very soon, that will spread or like a melanoma in his skin. So he said he had no answer. So what do you say to him? I don't believe in last time. What do you say?
But see, the problem is, right? We are Yamadharma Raja, Lord is not waiting for everybody's certification of whether I believe or don't believe. See, problem is whether you believe or not believe. Like I also don't believe there is a Prime Minister of Australia exists. I closed my eyes. Does it not exist? He's still there. He has his own mansion, everything is there. So it's not a question of whether I believe or I don't believe. Whether you may believe, who are you then? Like, what is your capacity? What is your authority? Whether you believe or not believe. But the problem is, that is why we believe in the Shastra, we believe in the Sadhu, we believe in the Mahajans, what they say, that makes, I may say anything, I have an insignificant living entity, I don't believe, I believe, what is my authority, very, very insignificant actually. So that is a problem, that is another humbug, you know, like they think like they know everything. But yes, Shastra says that if a person is suffering in this life, it means it's not just from the this thing it is coming, because whatever you have done in the past, Karmana Devane Trena Jantu Deha Upadaye. So that's it. So Karmana Devane Trena. Karma and Devane Trena, you are getting this body, getting this facility. So there is no ambiguity in that. Shastra clears it. And the thing is, after reading that the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, even the doctors are surprised actually. They don't know this much details, how the whole baby is born, all these things. They are not aware of that. But this Shastra gives so much for thousands and thousands of years ago, they gave such small, minute details they are giving. So it is we have to ask ourselves who we are and what is our knowledge. Ours is more of only ignorance, only. There is no knowledge actually. So with that, the ignorance, we think we challenge God, like how it is happening. Accept that I don't know, that is fine. Except that I don't know, that is good. But we have to find out why it is happening. Then Shastra gives this, because the karma and Deva Netrena. Whatever you have performed in this lifetime, there is a bearing on the next life actually.
Better to say I don't know.
I don't know. That is fine. That is fair enough. I don't know, I don't understand this. Because there is Dr. Ian Stevenson, like there are so many other great people, they did so much research, so many case studies there, that, and they proved conclusively there is something there. It's not like but we don't have to depend on the research. We know Krishna said that's it. Our process is very easy actually, because we don't have to waste time in doing all the research, you know. We want to apply the knowledge and then in our life we practice actually. We don't waste time, keep on doing research. Already the research all have done. The yogis and jnanis have done all the research and they, yogi naam, nabi nirmitam, hare nama, anukirtam. They have done all the research and given the conclusion. The capsule has been given already. You have to put it in the mouth. I don't have to go and research and find out all these things again, I think. That is a waste of time.
Instead, you prefer.
That's it. Shastra, Mahajan, Sadhus, that's it. For us, very simple formula.
Thank you
very much. Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
I did not understand the explanation of Sukadeva Goswami. The paper plates we use.
Oh, still were the paper plates only. I thought we had gone away from the paper plate.
The paper plates
came from the trees? But already Prabhu has explained the paper plates what we use here is coming from the sugar cane, the
pulp.
Because this is extract, sugar cane extract, and that has been made a pulp and made a this thing. Sure. So that's not directly any animal killing involved in that. So that's it.
Yeah, it's not the highest.
There are still scope for improvement. Scope for improvement is still there. But plan is underway, but we eventually will get there.
So, I propose two solutions for whatever little karma we are getting implicated into it. The first solution is offer paper plates to the Lord to largely take the karma. And secondly, start charging people $1 on paper plates automatically, people will stop using it.
This is like you can put a proposal to the management company. Because this is that maybe Bahavaran class cannot decide this, but people like authorities you can put a formal request or maybe write a small paper and give to them, and then they are the most people who can make the judgment how to go. But definitely your point is taken. We should be concerned about that. But when the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, wider distribution of prasadam, that will also offset that. Even if you think there is a little bit of karma involved in that, by offering Krishna prasadam and having a loud chanting, and then how many thousands and thousands of people are taking prasadam, Krishna will be merciful. At least you are trying this, so I am going to relieve you of all this paper plate karma. So he will remove that actually. I'm not saying Krishna can do that. Hare Krishna. ग्रतरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।